And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, welcome to the podcast from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Hi, we're Big D and Bubba, and if you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app.
Pickle Jar.
You can show your gratitude to your favorite bands and artists and singers and support great causes right here in town. It's pretty awesome. Plus, you can watch exclusive content, and you won't be able to find a lot of this stuff anywhere else. So definitely download today. iOS, Droid, and of course, picklejar.com.
Do you have a gold?
Well, it's kind of a throwback.
Okay.
I just missed her.
I like her. I like all the OKs.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
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 I could keep going because I think we have
How many OKs do we have?
Okay.
We have that one.
Yes.
It's okay.
We have that one.
Okay.
Okay. When did we get into collecting OKs?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember when and how that all started, but it was just because it started originally with the lady, this one.
Okay.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
And then we got some different ones.
Okay.
And then.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
That was from, the original. John Dacre.
Yes.
I'm
John Dacre. I'm John Dacre.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's
okay. Okay.
I like them, and also like If I Stump You, I Get Water Perk Tickets.
I like that one.
I like that one a lot. It's a good one.
I Stump You.
Yeah, these are like.
These are just little moments in our lives that...
If I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
The best is that so many of these lived before we had a place to play them. Like, some of these are really old.
So we would just walk around,
just say these things to make each other laugh.
Yeah, and we would just have them on in the background in the studio, and then, like, out of nowhere... we're in here, and it's a quiet moment. Everybody's doing some kind of little paperwork or something, and you just...
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's kind of like when you on TikTok when they get like some kind of dumb song or a dumb they do the little speech or
The background.
Then no, everybody do that. We should do that with our golds. We should.
Well, I mean,
somebody do a TikTok too. I'm forwarding the lines. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Do I have forwarding lines?
Oh yes,
oh,
you
yeah,
do.
We have.
I know you do.
That's a great one too. That came from. A producer who would send us the phone lines
every
morning.
Every day, and she would, and that's all you would answer, and that's all she would say.
What city was it?
I want to say it was Roanoke, Virginia. But
no, Augusta.
Augusta,
Georgia.
I'm forwarding the lines.
Yeah, so
she wouldn't even say hello. Hey, how you doing?
She wouldn't say goodbye.
Now, we had a lot of different producers who would forward the phone lines from different cities, and they would like always have at least a brief, hey, just sending you the phone. Oh, okay, thanks. No, you would pick up hello, and she would just go, I'm forwarding the line.
I'm forwarding the lines.
Every day, the exact same way.
Up.
Same inflection, same attitude, same
I'm
everything.
The lines.
And it just became like an in joke with us. She was like a record. Player. She
this
always
is also
exactly
one of my,
the same.
One of my favorites.
I'm so happy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Man, you got me a mid-sip.
Dang it. I'm sorry. I saw your reaction. I was like, oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, that's Peter. That's our friend that runs our syndication partner company, and he...
So happy.
I'm so happy.
And that's not a joke. This was not from a message that he left.
A voicemail.
That's a real, that's his him being happy.
Yeah, the best.
He was very excited. Forget why, but he was so happy.
We've gone down the rabbit hole again, Carson.
So
we're talking about golds.
So happy.
Okay.
Okay, seriously right now, if anyone knows how TikTok works and they do a video of them lip syncing to Peter saying, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
I will Venmo you a dollar that somebody sent me
the first
this
one.
Week. Yeah.
The very first
one.
We got to talk about that because on the show we mentioned We mentioned how people, especially right now with graduation and everything going on, people are running around town with their windows written on their windows of their car. I'm a graduate. I'm a senior. Send me money. And they put their Venmo on their car. Well, I have a habit of going around and requesting money from anybody like that. If you put your Venmo in your car, I'm going to request. And nobody ever gives me money. They always deny. So we talked about it, and Patrick's like, I don't know, let's see. Somebody want to send me money? And you had several people.
I just said, if you
want to
send me a dollar, you can send me a dollar. I got seven people who sent me a total of $6.69. So if you're thinking, I can't believe he made a bunch of money off that, that's wrong. No, it's $7.
So what are you going to do with that $6.69?
Well, like I just said, I'll give a dollar to anybody who hooks us up with that TikTok. Listen, I'm into it.
How many people ask you for money?
Oh, it was more than 50. That was a bit. Yeah, because Bubba said, you could just send Patrick a request now that you know his Venmo. And I got a bunch of people. And most of them said, Big D and Bubba said to do this. Bubba said to do this. So, you know. Somebody asked for $100.
What?
I don't remember that.
Hey, shoot your shot, man.
Once you decline the request, they don't show them to you anymore.
Well, do you remember a few years back, some woman had gotten herself in debt because she got credit cards. She was young, and she bought a bunch of designer clothes and shoes. And she started this blog that was, hey, can you help me pay off my debt? Send me money. And people sent her money.
Yeah.
So shoot your shot. Ask Patrick for $100.
That's the craziest stuff in the world.
I'm not giving you $100. I'm not giving you any money. But if you want to give me a dollar, you can still do it at Radio Patrick.
I still get amazed at the people who have jobs and all that, and they go on Facebook and Twitter and social media, and they request that you go fund their vacation.
Yeah, GoFundMes for that stuff.
And I know these people have jobs. They're...
Yeah, the one that gets me too are the like, hey, we wanna start a family and we're gonna start a Venmo. Okay, well, save up before you do that. Like, don't ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could ask, but I don't know, it just comes off weird.
I'm not a big GoFundMe guy.
Well, the GoFundMe stuff, look, for those who really need it, let's say you lose your house in a disaster or whatever it may be. Those people, I totally understand. Or, you know, the husband passes away tragically, or the mother is in an accident and can't walk anymore. I'm like, okay, I feel you, and I want to help out.
Someone named Carson just sent me a Venmo request.
For how much?
69 cents.
Oh. He had $6.69.
I'm going to pay it. I'm paying Carson 69 cents of my Venmo balance.
So you have $6 left?
I sent 69 cents to Carson. So whoever sent me that, I can actually see the people because it didn't delete it. The people who gave me money were Terry, Giovanni, Alicia, Cal, Mark, and Emily. And now I gave, and Jeff. And now I gave Carson the 69 cents that
Patrick
Cal gave
confirmed me. Your request.
So are you going to do an instant transfer and you'll lose, what is it, 10% of that?
I think I'm going to let it sit there.
Yeah, you just let it sit in your balance.
Well, you're just giving
them. Don't do that instant transfer. Then you're just giving money to Venmo.
Well, you're giving money to Venmo anyway. Yeah. When it's sitting there, it's just building money on their system.
Next time Carson buys food and I have to send her money,
concert
tickets sitting there. Right. Oh, yeah. So I can't get the Ticketmaster app or Ticketmaster online to work for me.
At all?
It's been, what, four times in a row where I had a problem either on the app or on my desktop. I get to the end and it's like, your credit card isn't valid. Yes, it is. Or I get to the end and it says, error 03C0, you know, some random error code. And then I can't get the tickets. And it does this every time. And I've tried over and over and over. Carson will log in the same internet office right next door to mine and get through and get it right away. Something with my account where Ticketmaster's just like, no, we don't like him.
Or your phone is corrupt. You could have all kinds of issues.
But it's on his desktop,
not my phone, my desktop, too. It's my account. It's my Ticketmaster account.
Well, Carson hooked me up because I had bought some tickets that we couldn't use, and I was trying to sell them, but Ticketmaster, the transfer button was grayed out. And I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, oh, on those, you have to go to StubHub and then sell them through StubHub and then transfer them through Ticketmaster. You're using apps and you're juggling.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have never figured that out. But because of her concert prowess, the fact that you go to so many shows, man, I sold all those tickets. They all sold now.
Good.
I got my money back. I didn't go crazy on asking for anything over. I just wanted to get out of it.
Yeah. I did that once. I had extra Garth Brooks tickets, and I just put them on StubHub for face value. Because I wasn't
freaked out?
There was, I wasn't looking to gouge any Garth fans, and they were like, and I think they were gone within 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because somebody saw them and said, this can't be real. No, they're real. I just.
There's a concert in Nashville tomorrow night, Parker McCollum and Randy Rogers. So I like Parker McCollum. He's great. And I love Randy Rogers. So I'm going, I was just curious. So I'm full disclosure, the record label gave me tickets. But I was looking. Yeah, I know. But I was looking at, that's so rare. It never happens.
Okay.
I was just looking to see if it was sold out, and it's sold pretty well. People resell the tickets, and then somebody has four tickets in the front row, and they're selling them for like $500 a piece. And I'm like, did you buy the, like, I doubt somebody bought those and then decided they couldn't use them and threw them up for that.
No.
People buy those good tickets, and then they just try to see how much they can get for them. It's still, that, I don't know. I mean, my capitalist heart says that it's fine because if someone's willing to pay for it, you know, it's going to somebody who really wants it, but it just feels dirty.
It is
does.
Dirty.
I couldn't do that.
It is dirty. I mean, the whole secondary ticket market for anything, for sports events, for concerts, whatever, it's ugly, and it's just opportunism, and I understand, and you could say capitalist, whatever. That's not even capitalist. That's just somebody taking advantage of the system.
Here's where it gets ugly. So in the old days, you buy tickets. So the argument, the economics argument is they're taking the risk. What if nobody buys those tickets? Then they're stuck with them. They took the risk. They went out there. They spent $500 buying four tickets, and then they tried to sell them for $2,000. And if nobody buys them, they're out $500. So you're the one taking the risk with your capital, and that's straight economics argument. My problem is it used to be you had to buy those tickets and go out and actually sell them or post them online and sell them. Now that Ticketmaster has resale, Ticketmaster's getting fees off this stuff more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Ticketmaster's the only
they
one.
They love it.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
And then some of them don't even hit resale because Ticketmaster just ups the price.
Yeah, Ticketmaster just
that you see that you log in, they're like, just be aware. Based on the demand, these prices fluctuate.
Yeah, I'm not into
I don't even want to tell you what I spent for Barry Manilow tickets.
You
really?
Bought
there
Barry
was a
Manilow
fluctuation
tickets.
For Barry Manilow tickets?
Sure was. Yep.
$500 a piece.
Go up.
Carson.
Yep. You actually, and you bought.
Cost me $1,200 for two tickets.
Wow. Oh, my
Did the
gosh.
Tickets go get higher because he was going to show up?
I mean, poor Barry. He had COVID.
He can't even move, can he?
Yeah, he can. No, he's still. The thing is, this is literally the last time I will see Barry Manilow. I splashed. I went all out.
Do you think he's just going to be done touring or do you think he's about to die?
No, I think he's done touring because he's doing his Vegas residency again. This just happens to be a handful of dates in the Northeast that he's doing. And I don't think there are going to be any more. I think he's very happy commuting between Vegas and Palm Springs. And that's all he really wants to do.
Who are you going with?
My brother. Yeah. He's a huge fan of Lowe as well. So I actually had to have him buy the tickets because I was in a very poor service area and I couldn't even get Ticketmaster to load. So I'm calling him frantically. I need you to buy the Barry tickets. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, I can't afford these. What's your credit card? I'm like, here we go again. So
I got a request from a big D. It says to pay him $4.20 because I'm having to hear you complain. I don't decline that. I don't know what you're talking about. What am I complaining about?
Where do I start?
I sent him a request as well, and it says, I'm sure you owe me for something.
That's great.
Here it is. Fair enough. And decline.
Decline? What's that?
Venmo has really changed the way people do business. It's very convenient.
It is, and it's really meant. Venmo is meant for this. Like, I buy lunch, and you don't have your. And you go, I'll Venmo you $10. When people started using it for, like, crowdfunding and stuff like that, and tips, then it got weird, and then you're not tracking it. That's why Pickle Jar exists, because Venmo started charging people. If you get a bunch of money from people that you don't know, they will start cracking down and charging you, like, in some cases, it's over 30%. So,
wow.
That's
So I have a weird question about Venmo because my hairdresser, I went to go see her yesterday, and she is now set up on her own in her own place, and I Venmo her my payment. I've still been putting a tip on there.
Mm-hmm.
Should I not be? Because A, she's getting all the money through Venmo, and B, she's now it's her. Just her in a little room. So there's no
Venmo
overhead.
Crack down on people doing payments for things
for
like
businesses?
That.
You can set up a business where you do you it. Can. And again, they'll charge you an amount. They'll charge you a fee to take that money. But gotcha. It's not like that.
I don't do it as a business. And her whole thing is do not put anything in the note category that makes it look like I'm a hairdresser. Yeah, so I just send her a blue heart or so like a koala. Or something.
That's what girls do. Guys don't do that. We're
guys
sex.
Say, yeah, it's always horrible things. It's always burying dead bodies. Always, my nephew will come up with the most outrageous things.
Koala.
To send me. It's never a picture of a koala. I can tell you that right now.
No, it's a alleyway excursion. In Patrick's case, the landing of a flight of stairs at Cincinnati, or where was it?
I ain't telling that
Patrick's
story.
Like, that story will never be told.
No.
That's one that you'll only hear at his house at a party. Yeah.
By the way,
when I'm already hammered.
Yeah, it didn't involve him. Like he was on neither end. By the way, it was a drive by.
I walked by. It was a drive by.
It was you were sauntering by and seeing,
and then ocularly assaulted.
I was assaulted in the eyes.
Well, someone was getting assaulted. No, somewhere else. Wasn't in the eyes.
No, they were paying for assault.
No, they were paying for it. I think. This was a agreed upon exchange between two consenting adults, I think. So, yeah.
Did you?
I'm never going to a Cincinnati Reds baseball game ever again. If I do, I'm not going that way because I don't want to walk by that spot. I will always. Some things you can't unsee.
It got to the point where I had him pull up
on Google Maps.
He's like, all right, I'm walking. Okay, I parked here. And then you can see him walking down the sidewalk. And okay, so you saw
it really
stairs.
Better paint the picture for
it
you.
It did.
You know?
I felt like I was there. It was.
We should take a field trip.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll show you the spot.
Yeah.
And here's where I turned the corner and saw it going down. And where I said, ready for it?
Okay.
No, not okay. I realized what's going on. They both turn and look at me, and I went, excuse me, I'm sorry. And like, I didn't like I'm the one who walked into their bedroom. No, I'm just walking upstairs in broad daylight. It was a day game. Yeah. It was like noon, Eastern time. And like,
hey man,
what is going on?
I mean, you know,
I'm forward in the lines.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
There were some lines.
I didn't see that when I was in Cincinnati.
No, you did not. You didn't see that.
I did not.
You lucky dog, you.
Man,
yeah,
that really is the best, the funniest part to me is you going
and that
is
and,
that
and,
is that face because I know we've all run across something. Maybe not that, but like a weird situation, and you like your just initial natural response is to go,
"Come on, of course."
I'm sorry. And you had that face that like, hey, I'm sorry. I know the face.
Yeah,
it was like, I'm sorry. And then I'd already climbed a tall flight of stairs.
So you had
to get to, and then like you come up one side and you turn around this big column thing and you go up the other side. So you don't think I'm going to like sprint. Oh, man, you have never seen a fat man climb stairs faster in my life. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get up them stairs and get away from that scene.
Yes.
Oh.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, that's.
Oh, my God. He just ran in.
Like 20 minutes later, I'm sitting there at the concession stand, and they're like, would you like a hot dog? I'm like, no, not today. Not today. Better give me a slice of pizza today because there will be no hot dogs.
Oh, but man, the great thing about a hot dog is that you can put it on a bun.
And I can put it in a bun.
That?
I got my itch back. I got my itch back.
Put it in a bun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I can put it in a bun. Oh.
I got my itch back.
I don't have all of it. I just have that.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
I really don't know how you recover.
I mean, where do you go?
I don't know where you go.
Oh, I know how.
That mess.
I know how. Garth. So, Carson, your Garth experience was great this past weekend.
Yeah.
You had a great time. And you made lasting friendships and
Is that what I did?
Yeah, that's what you did. And the show, is the show evolving? Is it changing? Does he do Thunder Rolls anymore?
Yes, he does. And because it actually rained before the show on Saturday, that added a whole other element to it.
What about the dance? Does he do that?
Amazingly enough, yes.
What about unanswered prayers? Does he sing it?
No,
yet?
It's always the audience.
Why? Okay, why does he not ever sing unanswered prayers? Does he hate the song and he doesn't want to ever sing it?
I'm going to blame Ireland. We all saw the concert and then he loved it when they all sang, and so now we all have to do it.
Yeah, but he could pick a different song every night.
Well, I mean, he always lets the crowd sing the last song of the dance. So it's the dance, and the whole crowd does that. So,
and then he does that thing where he's like, ooh, I'm listening.
I've never seen Garth give me a Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
That's the Hulk Hogan.
And he takes his hat off, and he's just like,
yeah, look, Garth. Yeah.
You have to give him the whole, wide
Hulk would swing that arm. Oh, man. When I was a kid, I was so into that.
I know.
So we were talking about Ric Flair the other day because he's coming to Nashville. He's going to have his last thing ever. So I've already kind of reached out and be like, you know, it's not going to be. Ric Flair's like 70-something years old, but I still want him in here.
For sure,
100%. But did I ever tell you about the time I met Ric Flair in the late 90s when we still lived in Baton Rouge? I was working for a radio station. There was a guy named Dave Hernandez on the sports station. Dave only hosted one show, 1 hour every Saturday. It was Pro Wrestling Rap. And so he was this guy who was a producer for a bunch of other shows, and then he worked for LSU Sports Network. And then he did a show where all he talked about was pro wrestling. This was like before podcasts, so it was way ahead of its time. And so he'd been doing it for a while, and it was pretty popular. It was just on Saturday mornings, and then all of a sudden he booked Ric Flair and Arn Anderson to come on his show Saturday morning, like 11 o'clock. And there were so many people. I was always in the building on Saturdays at 11, but there were so many people there that day just to try to get a glimpse of Ric Flair. And Dave used to run the board and do his show and take calls and everything. But he had asked me, because he had guests, would I come in and run the board for him, and then he'd make sure I got a picture with Ric Flair. I'm like, dude, of course. Absolutely. So I came in and ran it. Ric Flair walks in. He's wearing like a button-up shirt and a tie. And so this is like 1998, and he was really cool, really like, hey, how's it going? Very nice to meet you. Yeah. You know, oh, picture? Sure. And he'd smile for the picture, you know, go, oh, yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah. And we walked into the studio. He did that, the whole thing, and he walks in. Not at all what I expected. And he gets a microphone, he makes sure it's in front of him, and he's just sitting there quietly, and he's like, about 30 seconds, all right, cool. And just very, very calm and serene environment. And then that light went on, and my buddy said, we're here today, the greatest day of my professional career. We are here with the greatest of all time, the one and only Ric Flair. And it's like someone reached over and just flipped the switch on him, because he just went, that's right, boy. It's the Nature Boy. And he just turned into Ric Flair on the spot like that. It was absolutely not the same person who was in the room with us 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
It was. I respect that, man. I don't know how guys can flip that switch.
Dude, we saw
just
it.
Go.
We saw it with Mark Chestnut
I tell that story all the time.
Have we ever told that one on the podcast?
I don't know if we should tell all of that one. Okay, didn't think Mark Chestnut was going
to
be.
Well, we don't have to say all of it. We'll say this. Mark Chestnut was very inebriated one day.
Yeah.
And we were very concerned because we had to bring him up on stage. So they're like, yeah, you guys got to bring him up. And we're like, okay. So we go back to the bus and we're like, hey, are we about ready to go? And they're like, nah, Mark is not ready yet. So kind of stall. So we're like, stall. And then we see Mark basically stumble,
I just remember thinking, this is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, we're all having a conference. Like, what do we do? It's the last show of the big festival. He was the last act.
They were thinking he was not in any kind of condition to perform at all.
And the concert people, like the festival people, were thinking, his people were all like, no, it's fine. No, don't worry about it. It's fine. And we're all like, y'all can't put him on stage. No.
It was crazy.
This was in the late 90s, by the way. It was a long time ago.
So finally, he gets up on stage, or he gets on the side of the stage, and Dee and I were literally panicking because we're like, what do we tell the crowd if he can't come out and play? And then also, the second part of it was we were wondering, you know, what do we say if we have to pull him off of the stage? That was also another weird thing. We're like, what are we going to do? And man, it's like we get up there, we're like, blah, 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 blah. Now, everybody, Mark Chestnut. Mark has a guitar.
Yep.
It was like that same switch. He has a guitar around him. He comes running up. He's high-fiving. Yeah, boys. And we're like, and he goes right into like.
He slaughtered it for 90 minutes.
It was one of the greatest country shows I have ever seen in my life. He was amazing. He had that Neil McCoy energy, you know, where Neil's climbing everything. And it was all of that. It was Neil McCoy, Garth, and Mark Music. And it was amazing. And I'm like, how in the world did that dude do that?
Because we just told that story. I've not told that story on the air in over 20
years. It was one of the greatest. I mean, it was one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen.
For something in that realm. Like, I do not understand. I've seen guys who were sick pull it off, but not guys who are.
That's crazy. I'll tell you something else that was crazy. One time I was in Cincinnati.
Let me show you on Google Maps.
Oh, so good.
Excuse me.
Just think of all the things that you could have said. You know, you walk up on that and you're like, you guys okay?
I don't think you should be putting that there.
hey, that's not the way that, my bad.
You want fries with that? I don't know. I mean, what else are you going to do? What else are you going to say in that situation?
Animal style.
That's not how animals do it, just for the record.
We're at the ballpark. Help me catch a ball.
I had my coffee cup to my lips.
Oh, man.
I was about to take a sip.
Carson's not laughing at all. What happened, Carson?
Need a hand?
Look, Mom, no hands.
Hold your ears, folks.
We better stop. We are really skirting the line on this podcast.
Who's pitching for us? Oral Hershiser? Oh. I mean,
throwing the screwball.
Just lots of. That looks more like a slider to me. I don't know. But you ended up on a good one. Yeah. Oh, hey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
You saw the sights.
I saw something.
Hey, man.
Boy, this heat really blows, doesn't it? Good. Nice to see the Reds pitching isn't the only thing that sucks today. Don't look at me. He started it. He went with Oral Hershiser. If you're still listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. Also, you know that's funny. Stop pretending you're not laughing.
Well, I think we should end there.
We're going to get a strongly worded letter from Glenda. She's not happy with us.
Laughing. No, it's funny because I didn't see her in the content in the comments today on the YouTube channel. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm kind of sad about that.
You know what? I didn't get an alert. Because that's how I usually know to come in, and I didn't get an alert today.
Okay. 100% possible we didn't do this right.
Yeah. All
right.
Well, you know, who knows? All right. Well, either way, thank you for listening and watching, and remember, rate. Go ahead and leave us a rating, the best rating possible, the greatest one ever.
Not based on this podcast.
Or maybe based on this podcast, because I've enjoyed this one.
I have, too. You got two stories that have never been told before.
Yeah.
At least. Maybe three. Yeah.
Yes.
See? Ooh. That's quality.
Okay.
And
I can tell you this. Those are two stories that are never getting told on the radio show.
No. Mm-mm.
That's some podcast-only material right. Tell your friends.
All right. So we're done?
We're done. Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
I'm sorry.
You can listen to the regular show on the radio.
What are y'all?
Every day. It was the podcast.
Oral Hershiser.